Task 2. The kidnapped person managed to escape. She is telling you what happened. Listen to the conversation and arrange the pictures in the correct order.
Officer, I've had a terrible experience. I was kidnapped. I think I was kidnapped because my husband is a rich businessman. Oh, it was awful.
It must have been very frightening for you. Are you okay to talk about it? Can I get some details from you? It will help us catch the kidnapper.
Yes, I can talk about it. I want you to find the kidnapper as soon as possible.
May I ask you how the kidnapping took place?
Well, I was walking along Waterloo Road after having breakfast with my friend. I was walking to the fruit market.
About what time was that?
Around 9 a.m.
What happened when you were walking?
Suddenly, a van drew up and a man jumped out of the passenger seat. He grabbed me and dragged me into the van. I struggled, but he was very strong.
Did you get a good look at the man who kidnapped you?
Not really. It was all so sudden. And when I did see him later, he had a mask and hat on. So I don't know if I would recognize him again.
What happened after they drove away?
It was a long drive. There were many twists and turns on the way.
Can you tell me what happened when the van finally stopped?
Oh, it was hard for me to know exactly what happened. The man put a blanket over my head and tied my hands behind my back and pushed me out of the van. I guess he didn't want me to run away or look at the surroundings. I did hear some sounds, though.
What did you hear?
I heard a gate open and close, and I heard a dog barking and the sound of a metal chain. I was forced to go up some steps, and a door slammed behind me.
What did you see inside?
At first, I couldn't see where I was because I was still covered by the blanket and I couldn't see anything. Then the man kept pushing me forward and we entered a room. He removed the blanket and loosened the rope on the hands. Then he went away.
Okay. What did you see then?
I was in an empty room with walls. There was one window, but it was locked, and a sheet of paper had been put over the window on the outside, so I couldn't see anything outside. The kidnappers had planned this very well. I tried the door handle, but it was locked from the outside.
Did you see the kidnapper again?
Yes. After a few hours, the door opened and the man came in with a tray of food and water. He was wearing a mask and a hat to hide his hair. But while he was bringing in the tray, a phone in the other room rang. He put down the tray quickly and left to answer it.
You must have heard his voice and what he said, right?
Yes. And I also realized that he hadn't locked the door when he left the room. I saw that this was my chance to escape.
How did you escape?
I listened at the door. He was talking to someone on the phone about money and time. I didn't hear everything. He had his back to me. I crept slowly and quietly across the room, and I walked down the stairs and reached the front door. Luckily, it was unlocked. Then I ran out into the street and asked the first person I saw to call the police. I'm so glad to be safe.
You are very brave, and I promise we'll do our best to catch the kidnapper.